Welcome to Farmscape Online. I'm Bruce Cochran at the 2019 Banff Pork Seminar. My guest is Michael Young, the Vice President, Technical Services and Marketing Programs with Canada Pork International. Thanks for joining us, Michael.
Nice to see you again. How are you doing?
I'm good, thanks. Good. As part of the 2019 Banff Pork Seminar, you discussed the topic Canadian pork, quality with confidence. First of all, in terms of quality, what are the key attributes that Canadian pork focuses on, and how do those attributes determine the desirability of the product?
Well, the focus of the presentation was both to talk about the perceptions of quality out in the world right now, and also the attributes that the Canadian industry is moving towards to sell more products. So the Canadian industry is doing an excellent job of producing the kinds of pork that our global customers are looking for in terms of color and marbling and flavor and yield, muscle conformation, carcass quality. There are many, many attributes that are included in quality.
How do preferences for those various attributes vary from region to region, and what is the significance of those variations?
Quite a bit, actually. It depends on your end user customer. For example, the ham and sausage processing industry, they prefer lean product because they're building lean hams and sausages, whereas the retail sector wants something sort of in the middle with an ideal amount of fat, but not too much. And then the chefs, of course, they want a lot of flavor and a lot of fat. So, you've really got three completely different schools of thinking, and these are all very big market segments. So we have to be in a position to give them the products that they're looking for.
In terms of the global marketplace and quality, who are Canada's most demanding markets, and how do those markets influence the Canadian pork sector's attention to quality attributes?
Well, by far, by volume, of course, the USA is our largest export market by volume, but it's primarily a commodities market for us. The most lucrative and the hardest market to deal in the world is, of course, Japan. And Canada has a long history, over 50 years of service for that market. So we've done a great job developing our market share. At the moment, there's only really three major countries that are able to do high-quality chill to Japan, and that is Canada, USA, and Mexico. So that is the sector that we focus most of our time and efforts in, and it's a very high value, it's very demanding, and it's an enviable position for Canada to be in, because a lot of exporters are sitting back thinking, how can I get into this market? It's quite a unique market.
Looking specifically at Japan, how is the perception of Canadian pork, and how does that perception compare with Japan's domestic product and with other countries that ship into Japan?
That's a great question. The perception of Canada as a whole obviously has always been good. The Japanese have a long history of buying agri-farm products from Canada, everything from shrimp, cold water shrimp, to lobster, to seafood and pork, and beef. So we've done a great job of selling our products, and they've worked with us over the years to refine some of the things we do. So Canada, our suppliers, they work with the Japanese customers to change the specifications, to correct the packaging sizes, to change the meat quality, to select it based on color, to select it based on firmness, just for that market. And we don't really do that for any other market on the planet, just Japan. So.
Who is Canada's main competitor in Japan at this point, and how does the Canadian share of that market compare, and how is that comparison changing?
Sure. Obviously we compete against the USA in every market of interest to our members, in anywhere in the world. But in Japan, as I said, there's really just three suppliers, and it's Canada. And at the moment, based on last month, We've got 48% of the share, and they've got 49% of the chilled share. So we're very, very close. It's basically a picture of two countries that have been very successful marketing chilled pork to this country. We fully anticipate that we will become the number one supply partner for chilled pork in Japan in the coming year. That's our goal, and we're focused on this growth.
How does the future look in these high-value, highly demanding markets, and what does that suggest for the future of Canadian pork?
Well, I think positive, because Japan, for instance, their self-sufficiency is changing each year. So when I started working in Japan in the early 90s, they were 50% self-sufficient. Now they're 70%. They were 70% self-sufficient when I started. Now they're under 50% self-sufficiency. So the chilled market is growing year over year over year. The pie is getting bigger, and we're getting a bigger piece of that share year over year over year. So we plan to be quite aggressive and continue to service that market for as long as we can.
And is there anything you would like to add?
No, just it's nice to see you, and it's good to see a good turnout here for the industry.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our guest has been Michael Young, the Vice President, Technical Services and Marketing Programs with Canada Pork International. For Farmscape Online at the 2019 Banff Pork Seminar, I'm Bruce Cochran.